Ahoy there!
Ahoy! Reaching out to Algiers.
I know. And where are you? In Herefordshire somewhere?
I'm in Herefordshire, about 4 miles out of Ludlow.
Ludlow? I've heard of Ludlow.
Well, you would have done.
Why have I heard of Ludlow?
I don't know. Well, it's the county town. I'll tell you why you might have done, because it's a mecca for food. Can we say that anymore? Can we still say that? It's a mecca?
I think you'd probably be pushing us if you said, I'm off on a hajj to
yes.
Ludlow. But,
yes, I think.
Yeah.
That's...
Is it called a hajj? I think it's called a... Is it called a
hajj? Oh, I don't know.
See, that's how Islamophobic I am. I'm using words. I don't even know how to pronounce them or what they mean. I'm such an Islamophile. I'll commandeer their incredibly important religious words for my own sly amusement without the least pang of conscience.
There we are. Anyway, having got that off our chests, how is it? How's that? You're sounding slightly different. Is it are you in a different corner of the room?
I am. I'm in a slightly different corner of the room. I've moved to the cupboard, actually. I just thought that'd be good acoustically. I had an extraordinary night last night.
Tell all, Greg.
Very, very funny. I don't know if I mentioned, I think I did, actually, last time we spoke, the worshipful company of wood preservers.
Yes.
We're also on the same flight and are staying. Oh, sorry, just something's going to my head that happened last night. The worshipful company of wood preservers.
Yes.
Are staying in the hotel. And last night we were allowed 20 minutes of free association.
Goodness.
In the evening. We all sort of congregated downstairs. I got chatting to the funniest guy. Oh, my God, the stories. Keith Mound was his name. And if it hasn't happened in wood preserving, Keith hasn't. You know, I mean, he's unbelievable, the stories. I mean, he was saying that, you know, back in the 80s when he started, they were using a lot of polymeric lacquers on a lot of even home furniture products, and it turned out that some of them weren't actually that stable, so they were releasing fumes, not toxic fumes. That would have been even more of an extraordinary story, but they were just releasing
fumes.
You know, polymeric fumes into the room. So you'd open a room when, you know, maybe there was some lacquered furniture in there, and there'd be this incredible smell. Oh, it was so funny. We had such
Good.
A brilliant time.
Keith Mounders, absolutely. He got you, didn't he?
Got you. I tell you, he's got some stories,
yes.
Marty. He's got some absolutely superb stories. I mean, the guy is he's like a firecracker. You set him alight and it's just, polymeric this, fermented linseed, willow. I mean, that's going to be a whole chapter in his autobiography and mine probably at this rate.
But, you know, we're settling down to the new normal, aren't we, Craig? The new normal.
Well, all of us are,
yes.
Aren't we? It is a new normal. Good that we're calling it that, otherwise it would be settling down to the absolutely horrendously weird future,
yes.
which is less, you know, less reassuring.
These little bon mots that come out of some kind of virtual ashram somewhere, you know, they spout forth. This friend of mine went off on a sort of psychotherapy course with a fellow called Hoffman. He did the Hoffman course, and he came back from that and kept talking about the new normal. I just nodded because... I knew what it meant. I just hadn't heard it before and didn't want to look like a tit.
I tell you who's quite good at those little phrases is Boris Johnson.
Yes.
Well, he says things like, get Brexit done, doesn't he? It's just like, mostly they are three words, aren't they? Get Brexit done,
yes.
Most famous one. And then there was it wasn't three words, but it was three things. It was like, do you remember? It was
stay home.
Stay in. Stay home. Go fuck yourself. So whatever
stay
it was.
Home.
No.
Save lives.
Stay home.
The NHS.
Stay
or something
safe.
Like that. Is that right?
Stay home. Save lives.
Protect the NHS.
Protect the NHS.
That was something like that. I mean, whatever.
I'm
glad
it
was. The reason why he does it is because he knows it sticks in people's minds. He knows that any more than three words, it just overloads people. You know, because I mean, not us, obviously. We can remember. We are very sophisticated.
Yeah, we can remember it fine.
You know,
we can remember it fine. Yeah. In fact, we have got a bit of a special this week, haven't we, Martin?
Yes,
bit of a special episode.
Yes,
we've got a remit, haven't we? What's our remit?
Today,
Martin?
We're talking about Bond.
The new Bond film.
I don't expect you to talk, Craig Children. I expect you to die. I don't expect you to die.
I expect you to analyze.
Yes, I don't expect you to talk, Mr. Children. This is the probing laser making its way up through the cerebral cortex of Craig Children. I don't expect you to have seen the film. I expect you to wang on, Mr. Children.
And wang
Please,
on, I shall.
Will.
So the title of the film, it was actually due to be released about now, but I believe it's been put back to the
That's
autumn,
right.
hasn't it? It's No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. And already I
no
love
time
it because it could
die.
Work both ways. I can think of two ways, as in, oh, there's no time to die. There's no time. We've only, the clock is ticking down. It's gone 57, 56, 55. No time to die. Or, well, this is no time to die, as in, I've got stuff to do. Do you see?
Yeah. Oh, well, there's a lot of double meanings
I feel
James Bond titles, aren't there? I mean, it's not alone.
No.
In fact, I think Ian Fleming, he seemed to have sort of two
yes.
modes, didn't he? Either he had a long kip at GoldenEye in his little Jamaican retreat,
yes.
had a long kip upstairs, and he came down all refreshed. He made himself a little banana daiquiri and said, Quantum of Solace.
Yes.
You know, he had a name like that, so it was sort of, ooh.
Was that one of his? Did he actually
where did
come
that
out?
Come
I thought
from?
Quantum of Solace. Oh,
he
right.
Did.
It had committee title written all over it. No.
Oh, no. That's a, well, that's,
an authentic. That's a phlegm.
Or he came down and he said, he thought to himself, ooh, Thunderball.
Oh, yes.
You know, something
true.
Like that.
Thunderball.
So basically, it came from left. Something would come from.
Okay, here
left
we go.
Field.
Give me a sort of maxim, or, you know, a sort of proverb. Give me a proverb and I'll turn it into an Ian Fleming. I'll turn it into a proper bit of phlegm.
Takes one to know one.
Takes one to kill one. No, it doesn't really work. Takes two
bad.
To know one.
No, I like it. There's a twist. That's the double meaning. I mean, you know, when have you ever played Bananagrams?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
But you have a bag of letters and you have to make words out of the letters
That's right,
in the bag.
Yes.
I mean, there's a bit more to it than that. But for the purposes of this demonstration, that'll do. It's like he had a bag with a few words in it, like live,
yes.
die, spy,
yes. Yes.
man. And basically just to pick four words out of the bag, and that would
That's
make
right.
the new title. So either he woke up, oh, banana daiquiri,
Ooh,
I know, Quantum of Solace.
Or
he would just get his little banana bag, he'd have a little rummage around in it, and he'd go, oh, what's that one? Let me see, the,
okay.
right? Okay.
The.
That's not really helping me.
Nice.
Man. Okay, man. Twice kill diamonds. Ooh,
okay, so
last one tomorrow,
nice.
And you say, "I've got it." The man who kills diamonds tomorrow.
Twice,
and he got a title.
They're making that now. So yes, no time to die. That's as it turns out, looking with the power of retrospect, that is that's not a great name, is it, for a film coming out?
I'm going to stick
right
my
now.
Neck out. I'm going to stick my neck out. I'm not an expert, but I would say that is not a title of any of Ian Fleming's
no,
books.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, basically, it was a tea break, wasn't
yes.
it? They were all standing around the tea urn, and everybody chipped in a word, and that was the title of the
yes.
next film, right?
Is it time to talk? No, time to die. Sorry, I'm still fixating on that.
Oh,
well,
another meaning.
Yes,
a third.
You know.
A third
yes.
passing.
Oh, this is a third pressing of this slightly tired wine.
Let's do the Daniel Craig Bond title. So it starts
Casino
with,
Royale.
Casino Royale.
Yes.
Second one was Quantum Solace.
Oh, right. Yes, I'm not sure I saw that one either.
Well, I think the title puts a lot of people off. You can't have a Bond title that's too whimsical.
Well, exactly.
You know, for example, Ian Fleming wrote a short story called The Hildebrand Rarity.
Yes, they haven't gone for that one, have
and
they?
And that's never going to be... That's never going to be... That's
Hildebrand
be title.
Sounds like someone from Wagner.
Or Coronation Street, yeah.
Or Coronation Street, yes.
We're never going to be turning over our hard-earned cash to see The Hildebrand.
No, I don't think
reality.
So, no.
No, so...
Okay, yes, then came Skyfall.
Skyfall was a goodie.
That was a good one. I love Skyfall. It's a wonderful
Skyfall
song.
Skyfall was a return
well.
To form. Yes, they have to have a good song as well, don't they? They had a brilliant song. Adele
exactly,
sang.
Didn't she? She was awfully good. Mind you, so yes, we've got the cast in our new Bond film.
Well, Christoph Waltz, he turns up in all of them now. I mean, he's
Why
basically got
you?
Himself
Why
a regular gig.
Why wouldn't
you?
I mean, he's just such a wonderful baddie.
Then there's Jeffrey... Jeffrey Wright, that's it. Jeffrey Wright plays Felix
Jeffrey Wright,
doesn't he? Jeffrey Wright is in, why do I do this to myself? He is in the show about robots that J.J. Abrahams
Right.
makes, that Tandy Newton's in.
I see.
And he plays the scientist, the head scientist that creates these robots in the theme park. Westworld.
Oh, there you go. Westworld. Jeffrey Wright.
Got to stop
is
doing
he going
to
be
myself?
In it then? Felix Leiter.
Well, I think so. He's been in quite a few.
I guess Felix Leiter
he?
Has to have. He has a slightly enhanced role these days because we've got to play to the American audience, haven't we? Very important.
Yes.
Eon
right.
Films
yeah,
aren't going to get out of bed for less than 100 million, are they? So they've got to put on. They've got to put Felix Leiter in there.
Well, that's the other thing. Apparently, Daniel Craig. That was his asking price.
Was it really
100 million?
Wow.
Remember that? Is that something I've just invented?
I mean, that's
for
a, that's an impressive
myself.
That's an impressive paycheck, isn't it?
That's a bit of wedge. Yeah. That's a bit of wedge. I mean, obviously 20% of that's going to his agent, left with
well,
80
yes,
million.
Well, suddenly it dwindles, doesn't it?
He's got to pay half in tax.
Right. Yeah.
So
right.
What's he got? What's 40, he got? 40,
that's
40 million. And then he's got to get to and from set. In,
he shouldn't be having to pay for that himself. He shouldn't, really.
He's still got to pay for his evening meal. He's got to go out for a big fancy
right.
meal in the evening.
Yeah, he's got to go out with Rachel and have a blowout.
That's going to knock off
a
meal.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got to stop for a paper on his way in.
Maybe
a word search.
Maybe a word search. It's only taking home 38 million.
You're right. It's only taking... in real terms, that's still... It's quite a lot.
He must be hopping mad about that. Daniel's probably got a lawyer.
Yeah,
he's probably got
I bet
a,
he has. He probably has a chef that comes in with a little skillet every so often and says, Monsieur Craig, pour déjeuner aujourd'hui.
J'ai les œufs.
And he says, an egg white omelette with kale. That's very like him. Bien sûr, Monsieur Craig. Flip, 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 flip.
And so he knocks it up. Puts in his overtime bill at the end of the year. Probably a mill. It's flat. Probably lives in New York.
Serviced.
He's probably only making out with about 750 quid.
He probably is after all that.
Poor bloke.
But he's a very fine actor, Daniel Craig. I mean, I remember watching him in Layer Cake and thinking what an absolute eye opener it was to see a real talent, a real acting talent with sort of proper cut glass character.
Yeah.
Inhabiting one of these sort of villainous
and
films.
Also he had the bravery, he had the courage to play Bond as Bond is in the books.
Yes.
Because James Bond in the books is not a sort of well-dressed, slightly amusing Faye character as Roger Moore would have us believe.
No.
He's a bit more of he's a ruffian.
Oh.
He's a proper sort.
He's a proper sort. Yes. And that's how he decided to be. He doesn't like him, though, I don't think, Craig. I don't think he's proud of Bond, is he? Not proud of him.
But that's why he's such a good Bond, because Bond doesn't care about MI6. Bond doesn't, cares about his country, doesn't he? But he doesn't care about, Bond doesn't want the trappings of being a spy. He just wants to do the work. And that's the same with Daniel Craig, is it? Spies themselves are sort of actors.
They're fabulists, exactly.
Themselves.
They're story makers, but they're very much rough, as you say. They are a bit of rough. They find, they can make their home in any little crevice, as it were. Sorry, that's a... Yes, well,
I believe Kim Philby did that as well, didn't he? Oh, no, I'm thinking of Blunt.
I think, yes, I'm not sure. I think there's probably a bit of crevice work involved in quite a lot of the Cambridge spy ring.
Okay, Martin, in lockdown, everyone's doing quizzes.
Yes.
Would you like to take part in my James Bond
more
quiz?
More than I can say. More than life itself. More than life itself twice. That's up.
More than life itself twice to die.
To die. Like a diamond.
Like a diamond.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the title of a Bond film.
Yes.
Right? And you have to tell me if it's from an Ian Fleming book.
Yes.
Or short story.
Yes.
Or if it was made up. You want to play this game?
Yes, why not?
What should we call the game? I've got to think of a good name.
Bond or Cond?
Bond or Cond, thank you. Bond or Cond. Quantum of Solace. I've already given
all right, nice, easy start. Genuine.
Genuine, absolutely genuine. Octopus.
Genuine.
Yes,
of course,
it is, indeed.
It's got Ian Fleming's smutty humour all over it, that, hasn't it?
It has. Oh, he did like it.
I can see him just sort of toking on a cigarette and allowing the smoke to curl out of his upper lip as he goes, I thought I might call it Octopussy. And everybody going, you couldn't possibly. You couldn't. He goes, what are they going to do? Octopussy, don't you think? Don't you think Octopussy? That's what I thought. He's making a little daiquiri for himself. Octopussy. What do you think, darling? Oh, I think it's great. Voice comes from the kitchen.
A View to a Kill.
That is right. I think that's a genuine one. Oh, no.
It's very close, actually. I mean, you should be.
The View to a Kill, maybe.
From a View to a Kill.
Because it's a hunting thing, isn't it? From a View to a Kill.
I have no idea, but I think it's a terrible title. From a View to a Kill is a terrible title.
Yeah.
And A View to a Kill is a good title. You Only Live Twice.
Oh, that's got to be one of his. That's got banana flavour all over it.
It is, yeah. You Only Live Twice.
I thought I might call it You Only Live Twice. They'll go, oh, that's a good one, Ian. Oh. That's a good. What do you think, darling?
But wait a minute, Ian.
You Only Live Twice.
You Only Live Once, darling.
She said, no, but you only live once. No. Oh, Lord. That's the point. Banana daiquiri, anyone? Sorry, yes, on we go.
The Property of a Lady.
That is real. That's proper. That's genuine.
It is.
I thought.
The Property of a Lady.
The Property of a Lady.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? It's
the property, well, again, it comes from, it's referred to, a lot of these things get recycled, but, you know, I think the scriptwriters for these things often get a bit of writer's block, I guess. So they just find themselves just raking over some of the Fleming cast-offs, cough-offs, and seeing what they can reuse. Because Property of a Lady features in the film Octopussy. Do you remember? They're at Christie's. Or, of course, Sotheby's, I forget which. And there's a Fabergé egg.
Is it?
And it says, and as they say in the details, in any auction room, they always say what the provenance of an item, of a lot, is. And it says, Property of a Lady.
Okay. And yes, last one. The Rough Die with the Smooth.
That's got to be real.
It's not real. I made it sound more real because the original title is The Rough with the Smooth, which I think is a bit...
Meh
was the title. But I put Die in there just to make it sound
that's
like a
better.
Bond film.
Well, see, yes, I see what you've done there. Clever. Darling, clever. I thought maybe The Rough with the Smooth. And she goes, I think that's a bit shit. Oh. Banana daiquiri, anyone?
So, the new Bond film,
yes,
Martin,
yes,
as you probably know, has been written by, maybe not entirely...
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
By Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
What do you think about that?
Yes.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
I mean, I have to say...
Waller-Bridge.
I have to say, I envy her the... well, I'll be perfectly mercenary, the pay packet. You know, that's a lovely job.
There's a few quid in that, isn't it?
But I wouldn't envy her the job of doing it. You know, I imagine if somebody from E.ON, Barbara Broccoli, gets on the phone, she says, hi, Phoebe, Oh, hello. I'd like you to rewrite the film. We got 147 pages. We got to rewrite it. It's not quite working. I'm going to send it over to you. What do you say?
At that point, I would say, yes, Barbara. Thank you, is what I'd say.
Yes.
I think that's Phoebe. Yes. I've got her nailed. And then the minute I put the phone down, I'm from calling my mother to tell her that I've just had on the phone, Barbara Broccoli, mother says, who? Anyway, that's when I start getting a bit nervous. Start thinking, what the hell have I just said yes to?
Because let's face it, if you write a chase sequence, you know, they've got those coming out of their ears.
Oh, yes.
What you've got to write is some dialogue or bit of business that makes James Bond not a terrible, chauvinistic, womanizing...
Yes. And you've got to somehow put a spin on it. And all you've got to work with is 147 pages of typed up script.
I mean, is it stretching a metaphor to say that in some ways Phoebe's task is to take a beautifully carved, you'll see where this is coming from, wooden phallus, and coat it in some sort of preservative plastic so that it sort of loses its out. Exactly. It loses its outlines and looks like a harmless dildo.
Yep. You're telling me she's got to change Daniel Craig into a harmless dildo.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Well, the metaphor doesn't quite work because once you'd varnished it, would actually be bigger. So maybe that's not quite true. As harmless
as
I was hoping.
You'd want to be very careful with some of the,
could actually do yourself
the materials
an injury,
you're using there, I'd have thought.
Yeah,
just check with a dermatologist maybe before using.
You could wipe it clean though, so there's swings and roundabouts.
Yes, there you go.
Well, is it time to say a fond farewell?
I think it probably is. Yes, I mean we've certainly plumbed the depths of the Bond ocean, haven't we? I think it's fair to say.
Well, I think it's been. I hope it's whetted your appetite.
Oh, it has. Just sopping, when the film sopping is, whetted.
You can catch that at your local photo booth, or I don't know, maybe one of those old things that people used to take photographs with. They put there might be some sort of a guy standing on a street corner, slightly dodgy part of London, says, Oi, come over here. Do you want to see the Bond film?
That's a set of curtains on the doorway.
Yes, it's a set of curtains on the doorway, and you get to watch the film with a mask.
Yeah. We'll be back in cinema. Anyway, well, I can't wait.
Maybe cinemas will be open.
Maybe they will.
Maybe cinemas will be open.
I cannot wait. Make mine a magnum.
Incidentally, Martin, funny you should mention that. Do you know that the magnum was invented by Roger Moore?
Stop it. Shut up. Yeah,
that's what he claimed. It's just what he claimed.
Shut
anyway.
Up.
Many years. Yeah, not only did he design his own suits.
Which he did. That I do know.
Which he did for the Saint and the Persuaders.
And presumably maybe some of the Bond, who knows?
He also created the Magnum because he phoned up the guy at Walls and he said, Hello, Roger Moore, yeah? I just thought I'd tell you I've had a rather brilliant idea for a chalk ice on a stick.
Wow.
This was the thing. He didn't copyright it, Marcy. He just left it on the answer phone. Guy at Walls...
He listens to that, doesn't even get to the end of the message, and he's straight onto the stick manufacturers.
Eventually they come up with a magnum. Does Roger get a piece of that?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, he doesn't.
No. No, he doesn't.
No.
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 Sad story. Farewell.
Farewell.
Dahoy. Dahoy.
Dahoy.
Dahoy. Dahoy. Until next time.
Until next time.
Time Ghost was written and created by Alexander Armstrong and Ben Miller. It was produced by Claire Broughton and Andy Goddard. This was a Hattrick podcast.